Rocket Mortgage can help you.
Blog Talk Radio.
338 Rocket today. For example, with a $250,000 30-year fixed rate mortgage, you could get a new low rate under 3%. If your current rate is over 3.75%, you could lower your payment by over $100 a month, saving thousands in interest. But you've got to act now, because no one knows how long these low rates will last. So when you need a simple way to get big savings, Rocket can. Call us today at 833-8-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com. That's 833-8-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rocket. Refinance offer assumes a rate of 2.99%, 3.21% APR, 70% loan-to-value ratio for the cost of 1.75 points. $4,375 due at closing. Monthly payment of $1,052.66. Taxes and insurance not included. Payment will be greater. Rates current as of 7/26/21. Conditions apply. Equal housing lender license in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
The views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of KKNW, its management, or other advertisers. This program is sponsored by Dr. Pat Basile and Transformation Talk Radio.
Hi, welcome. This is Dr. John DeMartini. This is one of the most amazing and inspiring shows that you can listen into. If you want to be on the edge of your seats, if you want to open up your heart, if you want to expand your mind, and you want to meet incredible people, stay tuned, because you're just about to experience a transformative radio show that will change your life. And you're listening to the Dr. Pat Show. It's coming up right next.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. Talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me, busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail. Hey, everybody, welcome. Welcome to the show. What a great show, a powerful, powerful show. My friend and colleague, co-host, and much more, Vivian Chavette, joining me here today. And what I want to say about this is a time that is infinite healing from the stars, I think, as Vivian likes to say, or it is a time where we're looking at a universal oneness in so many ways. But today's show in particular, I was excited to speak with her about. Whether or not you're working with her directly and you understand the power of the gifts that she brings forward, the Arcturians, one of the oldest, most enlightened star civilizations. And when we're thinking about this and we're thinking about, you know, what does it mean to move beyond the Sirian star satellites that are up there? I call them satellites because I think they've been placed there for us. And what does it mean to take a look at our connection, our ascension, our reascension, you know, to step forth in the world? If you're Vivian, you know that she's, you know, like me, you seek out to study, you seek out to learn, you seek out to bring forward the messages and learn that which we can then transfer and transmute forward to the people listening to this show. And that's what she does. And today, you're going to hear so much more about that, because we are talking about a cosmic awakening, probably unlike one that I think I've seen in my lifetime, and I think I've seen a couple, but I think this one here, this idea of a cosmic awakening is that thing that so many of you are feeling. You feel it deeply. You know, you feel it in your cells sometimes. You'll get the shakes. Maybe you'll get the jitters. Maybe you'll feel the chills. You know, but something is happening. And then there are others. And if you're like me, you have to sometimes get the hard lessons in life to look up, to understand there even is an awakening. But today it's for all of you. It's about looking at what happens when knowledge literally becomes absorbed in your very essence. It becomes your DNA. This is so important for us to understand our lineage. Vivian, it's great to have you. Welcome, welcome, welcome.
You are most welcome. Thank you for having me back. Always a pleasure to be here with you and everyone who are tuning in and will be tuning in, because we're going to exchange and have so much beautiful synergy and synchronicity to that conversation.
I want to start with a bit of trivia, but maybe not so much. You and I have imagery either behind us or next to us. And for me, if I can just you know, somehow mess with the camera, poor Janie. You know, I want to talk about, you know, coincidences or not coincidences, but both of us have imagery behind us. I have something on my wall, and you have something on your wall. And whether or not we know it, we are being asked and being given knowledge in so many different ways, whether it's through sacred geometry, whether it's through the sacred whispers of knowing something. I want to ask you, as we move forward today in the show, we talk about the 3D matrix, the 3D matrix reality. What is it that you're finding that will help us be most aware and awake to receiving?
Fabulous, fabulous question. And navigation and the 3D matrix reality. You talk about the symbology of what's behind on your wall and what's behind on my wall. And I know you're referring especially right here on my banner.
Yeah, and I'm over here.
And you're over here, exactly. So that energy that people will see, it's put there because it's like a presence. I feel my Arcturian father. I can feel my interstellar group around me. And depicts a long history. That's a lot. It's like language. It's encoding. There's a symbology of us for everybody to awaken mentally out of patterns that we have been programmed to believe in, patterns that defy what we are, what we can do, and what we cannot do. And we say, well, there's much more to you. And so if you relate to this light language, to the Arcturian energy behind me and the presence that we have all around, it's just that it shows you that you start to listen to other aspects of self that has nothing to do with the 3D matrix reality. It's you are listening more and more to your intuition, to other channels, to your extrasensory. You relate to that energy. A lot of people, a lot of my clients said, I'm mesmerized by those symbols and they speak to me every time I see them differently. That's because you're evolving. That's because you're asking different questions. That's because you're redefining certain barriers, mental grids that we call them. 3D matrix reality has kind of intertwined us in a storyline. And to the story, there's your place, a time for everything. There's a title. There's a structure. There's how life is supposed to be, that linear, heavy time construct. They go like, this is such an illusion. How many of you, including you, Dr. Fabi, if I may ask, how many of you have had experiences where out of the blue, you're looking, you're laying down in bed, you see yourself either floating or you see your ceiling becoming just pure liquid, like you realize that your reality around you is not as solid as it appeared?
Yeah. Well, right? Do you want me to answer that?
Yes.
Okay. So I love that question. I love that question. And the reason I love it is because many of us growing up as children had experiences. I'm just going to say that. I've had experiences. And if you're me, you'd have the kind of experiences where every time you've had one of these, of course, as a child, you express what you're seeing or what you're feeling. And the next thing you're doing is you're going to see Dr. Jacoby, who was our family psychiatrist at the time. But as you get older, right, you understand that, you know, what you're hearing are or what you're seeing are, and these are, this is my language, so I don't have exact language for it, is a restructuring of something. I've often shared the vision I got for the network happened one day driving from the network, from KKNW, from the studio over there in Bellevue, getting on I-90, driving across the I-90 bridge, Lake Washington, beautiful, and my windshield, turned into a, almost like a mosaic, but it had ruffled edges, almost like that behind me where you see how there are different pieces of that put together and they represent. So you can see it, they have individual pieces. And that was the vision that came to me about the network. And so that's an answer to your question. For me, I get that experience and lets me know I need to pay attention or something.
That is outstanding. I can visualize the scene as you're describing it, driving back from the studio on the highway, the bridge, the landscape around you, and your windshield becoming that mosaic, almost like pixelation of reality or energy coming together. And I could see the whole thing. And I can only imagine how you felt at that moment when you witnessed that and what triggered in you and what opportunity that created in you.
Yeah. I mean, we're talking today because I don't think, you know, you used to feel alone, right? Once upon
right.
a time, we used to feel alone. But I'll tell you what I've seen change, Vivian, and maybe you can comment on this for me. The thing that I have seen change most and which excites me most about the change is that what I'm seeing is the change in what we call in the United States, but it's everywhere, of what I call pop culture consciousness. Now, what am I pointing to? What are the examples? People say, Pat, you talk about the pop culture again. What are you going to talk about, Britney Spears? Maybe, but that's not what I'm saying. When you see so many people, and they don't even have to be celebrity status, putting symbols on their body, symbols, as an expression. And when you see this as it comes forward and you see the beautiful skin art, right? I consider it beautiful skin art.
Of course.
There are reasons people are doing that. There's a reason, right?
Right.
Now, many people don't fully understand what they're putting on their body in, let's say, translation. But here's what I do believe, and I would like for you to comment on it. I do believe that when we do something like that, whether it's that symbol or something else, we're opening a portal. We're opening something. Whether you have a Hawaiian tattoo on your body or you have ancient Sanskrit or you have something symbolic, it's almost like an energy that's saying, I'm open to something fresh and new. I've seen it on people, and then I've talked to them later in life. We're seeing it in our movies now with the evolution of the way we're portraying characters. I mean, think about it. Think about what we're doing in portraying characters. It's superhuman ki, special ki energy. Do you think that's a mistake? I don't think that's a mistake.
And what a mistake to begin with, the correction. We call it a correction at certain time. But if you look at the symbology, what we're extracting from what you're sharing is the symbology that has been emerging more and more, whether it's like body art, you know, tattoo body art, absolutely. Expression, it's also sometimes we see it as an history. It conveys an history of someone or in honor of someone, events, now a consciousness in emergence, movies, industries, there's an emergence as well as there's a hold back. There's both. We see
yes.
both. Now we see, this is what we call the force and the counter forces. Those are moving forward. I encourage you to be the best of who you are. Those with superhuman powers, the Flash, whether it's Wonder Woman, Superman, and all kind of superheroes, they are inspiring us as symbology to understand that the human being, being a human being is being a superhero because your soul is so much advanced. Most of the soul on the planet in current incarnation, like you, an example of this, Dr. Pat, myself, others, is that we have accepted to descend back in matter and take on a physical form in order to be here physically. That's, for me, being a super, like a superhero, having superpower.
Yeah.
And it's also, right?
Yeah.
Absolutely. And it's the invitation to understand that what if this is possible to have telepathic communication, telekinesis? What is possible for all of us to completely understand and decode the language of the body and being able to heal yourself, to repair yourself, as opposed to relaying on somebody else on an outside source? What if it's possible for you to have these, what we call super abilities, but in reality it's just part of the reawakening of the more complex part of ourselves starting in the DNA? and so forth. So I love those symbologies because it opens more what if that is possible in this world.
I love this. And you know what I also love, and I want to talk with you about it when we come back from break, is, you know, we are living in a time and a world, and I'm talking about humanity. I'm not talking about 2021. I'm talking for humanity from the minute we decided to and have learned the art of judgment. Like when we learned the art of judgment, right? You know, So I imagine, I was talking to a group of people over the weekend, and I was talking about this, and I imagine, you know, a Neanderthal party, right, where our previous selves were walking around and thinking about having a party and wondering if they were wondering about what each other wore and, you know, or how each other looked, or was it more about getting together in ceremony? And, you know, and once upon a time as children, you know, we were there and we didn't respond to what we were wearing unless it was uncomfortable or didn't feel good. You know, we had a sense of innocence and opening. You know, we had this sense of, some people call it childlike. I don't think so. I think as children, I think a young child, an infant, is so wise, right? But not wise in terms of how we articulate it, like not information-wise, but knowledge-wise in so many ways. Do I have a theory about that? Well, no. Have there been many cases that we could talk about? Yes. But when we come back, you know, Vivian, we're going to talk about this energy of knowledge, the knowledge that is aware to us, and what it is calling us to bring forth. See, one of the things that I love about doing these shows with you is we get to talk about the realm of infinite possibilities. But in the realm, there are also actions. There are also things we can do. And if we are given the gift of knowing, is that for us to isolate ourselves on the top of our mountain, or is it more like shout loudly with a very big megaphone to share with others from the bedside or from the street or from a show like this when we come back? Why is this time now a time for knowledge in action? Can't wait to hear. I can't wait to hear. Let's take a short break, everybody. We'll be right back.
TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Hey, everybody. Welcome, welcome. It's so great to have all of you tune us in and turn us on. Welcome. This is a fantastic, fantastic show. Cosmic Awakening, Vivian Chauvet. And Vivian, before we continue, first of all, we're talking about a very important level of awakening, and I know you are preparing something for all of us to experience this. Tell us some of the things you've been up to. Tell us some of the things you're preparing for people.
Oh, yes. Thank you very much. Well, for one thing is that, you know, I do a lot of work with people for the last year or so. I've been probably working over 1,000 people, if not more, and really helping people shifting their own personal paradigms. So in terms of shift the collective. But we do have upcoming events and upcoming special launch that will be announced. I'm the co-host and a co-teacher of an amazing in-person retreat. It's going to be very personal, very, you know, intimate. We only have 30 seats available for that retreat. It's an ethereal healing retreat that's going to be done in Bishop, California. Beautiful property land with vortexes on it, very positive energies. And there are three teachers, including myself, Laura Van Tyn, and Robert Novak, that's joining us.
You know, I love Laura.
Yes, yes, she knows. She says hello. And she knows I was going to be on today with you, Dr. Pat. And this ethereal healing retreat is a very unique opportunity to expand deeper, to go deeper into oneself, expanding your reality, bridging what's coming through. And then we already start to bridge energetically what's coming in 2022, integrating also higher aspect of self, because as we are opening, we understand that there's other aspects of self that's coming in, and we start to integrate those parts of ourselves, allowing ourselves to enhance soul connections. Who are you? Who are we? What is next for you? How do we evolve together as a collective? And it's what I love about this retreat is only it's a combination of three powerful teachers combined, but also it's going to be in that sacred space. Yeah. But we're going to journey all together, and we have quite a curriculum already put in place. So the invitation is ready to join us. There's still just a few space left available. So I would invite people to go to the destinationmasterminds.com website for registration. Food is included in the retreat as well. And it's on September 24th, 25th, and 26th, of course, of 2021. So it's going to be right at the junction of the fall equinox energies as well. So that'll be, I can't wait. I know it's going to be really powerful and uplifting.
Yeah, I'm so thrilled to hear you talking about this. And the fact that you're bringing two other people together, I think, is so, so very important. Can I ask you this? Before the break, we started to talk about, you know, what this means, this level of awakening and this level of, sometimes when we wake up, Vivian, I'd love for you to talk to this. Sometimes when we wake up, there is an important bit of knowledge that we get. And we were talking about knowledge before and symbolism. But I want to move that knowledge to a body of work that you do. And that is to learn our connection with that knowledge, right? With that level of awakening, to really truly understand that connection, because this is so important for all of us. And, you know, for a long time, I was one of those people that thought, it's not for me. It's never been for me. It's always been for those people over there. But it's not. We're talking about an invitation, you know, to look at the energy field, how it impacts our lives, you know, these matrix, these mental grids, and how to stay grounded. Because I do not think that the galactic plan was for us to have this knowledge, to be invited to the matrix party, and to stay confused. I don't think that that was the intention. So I also believe we're also given some tools. Can you talk about the impact of what's going on in our energy field and what the invitation is?
Yes, absolutely. The invitation is really first to stay grounded. But what does it mean? This is beyond just taking deep breath, feet on the ground. It's also utilizing our mental, very much higher mental discernment. We talk about knowledge, but there's a distinction between gaining knowledge that will lead to wisdom, that will lead to making other conscious choices, that will lead to also taking action in terms of what is it I'm implementing, shifting consciously versus absorbing information. And I think that right now, more than ever, it's important to make a distinction to say, there's one thing about, and I see that in my clients a lot, and I hear it repeatedly, where, oh, I know everything I need to know. And I'm like, really? Do you really need to know all of this? Or are you being oversaturated with a flow of information that doesn't mean it's going to gain you knowledge or wisdom or comprehension of really understanding you and how you fit in all of these changes? So this is something we wanted to really mention, because information, it's one thing, but what do you do with that information? And oftentimes what happens is that there's an overflow that goes into the mental field, and then people get entangled into those mental information, and it can disrupt your digestive system, it disrupts the sleep pattern, it gets them in actuality. Too much information creates more confusion because we feel disconnected from that information. How do I fit? How does it fit with me and my gifts? How am I supposed to deal with all of this? And it creates a false sense of responsibility that people taking on. And then I see that their shoulder pains, then the cervical get out of alignment, your neck is crazy, your digestive system is out of whack. So people can say, I get emotionally like in a roller coaster, and that's because you're no longer grounded into your higher reality, into a light of knowledge. You are just simply being caught up into that web of information, if that makes sense.
Yeah, it does. And, you know, one of the things that I was really excited to also chat with you about is to know that and to bring the message forward for all of us that, number one, this is not for a handful or select group of people, right? So I just want to be really clear about this. Number two, that this information as well has been made available to you, to me and to others. And now what we are here for is we're here in service now, right? Because this has been the key for me in my life. You know, I went from being in service for myself to when that light bulb went on to realize, no, you got to do something else in the world. And so that to me is what I think, if you could talk about it a little bit, is one of the most incredible aspects of gaining this awareness. The people I talk to every day that get a new level of awareness, I call those awakenings as well. When you're talking to a mom in the Midwest and you're hearing her story and what she's going through and how she discovered a new way of being or even a new way of actually doing something, or something new that really brings her to a new space of being in the way she handles her day-to-day to stress. See, people call them magic. They call them miracles. But something is happening inside her, see? And see, what I love about this, once upon a time, Vivian, it used to be a small select group of people. If it wasn't a saint somewhere in France, then it couldn't be you talking to Jesus, right? This is the world we're living in now. The knowledge is available. What do we have to do to connect to our star lineage? And these are people in everyday lives awakening. Let's help them along, shall we?
Absolutely. This is what being of service is about. And just a parenthesis about being of service, that includes you. You know, otherwise, it creates a little bit of a martyr syndrome that some people get wants to give out of themselves so much and deprive themselves from self-care. Then you're no longer being of service. It's out of balance. So being of service is, what is your heart is telling you? Like, you want to work with children. You feel like giving a smile to everyone on the street or when you're at the grocery. What is your vibrational approach to people when you're driving? Do you contribute to more anger or do you help to diffuse that? That's being of service. Being of service is helping an animal in need. You recognizing other life form, trimming a tree in a way that is harmful for them, but the tree get the care that it needs. You're being of service. You're contributing to be of service to life evolving, and that includes you at the same time. So we want just to bring that parenthesis because we see that a lot. There's a little bit of sometimes misconception about what being of service is about. Listen to your soul whisper. What is the calling? And it also ties up with being on your path. I hear that a lot too, which ties up what you ask, what your path is.
Yeah.
How can we help people? Look at your life path. If you look at your life journey, you've always been on your path since the beginning, the moment you set foot on this planet. Being on your path is allowing your path evolving. And then when you get those breakthroughs or moment of awakening and consciousness, then you can change the directions. You can add branches to it. You can redirect where you want to go. But you've always been on your path since the get-go. This is what we call your soul design. It's the foundation of your soul blueprint. So understanding is that, go back to the essential, go back to listening to your heart. What does your heart, your soul is telling you, is what does it mean to you to be of service to your family, your neighbors, your community, to yourself? How do you nurture yourself as well? That's to be of service.
Every day, I find, I find a new opportunity in some of the strangest way to get a new sense of something. And I want to give you an example. It doesn't have to be a giant epiphany. And I think for a lot of people, you know, we get these giant awakenings. And usually, at least in my case, it's from an enormous pain. It's an enormously painful experience, like a job loss after 24 years or the end of a relationship. And when you look back, especially I look back at my relationship that ended, here's what I now know about that. That had to happen. There was no way that I was going to be moving forward with the galactic blueprint, inspiration, and purpose. I wouldn't have been able to do it. I would have had to go get a job because that was the pressure in my relationship. I now know, looking back, as painful as that was, the freedom that it needed to create was so important. And so I want to ask you this. Sometimes things happen in the world that seem so of our earth skin. And in the end, when we look at it, we're thinking, of course, that had to happen that way. I now am getting smarter that when things like that show up, Vivian, just saying, I get it right away. And I ask, okay, I see that now. Show me a new path. How can we help people with this? Especially, we know we're going through tough times. But boy, I'm really Pollyanna Patty sometimes. I really do see a giant pot of gold at the other end of things. I don't know. Am I naive? A little naive right there?
No, it's not naive. It's going back into the purity of who you are. And, of course, events unfold, situation, painful situation that you described really well. And when you look back with more experience, with more emotional detachments, you're able to realize it's also part of the design. But here's the other curveball we're going to send here, is that that's one of the collective human imprint addiction we see from a galactic perspective. There's no longer a need to have those high epiphany or awakening through necessarily just through painful situation, through pain and gain. That is true part of the 3D programming. We are deprogramming ourselves that there is no need to go through so much heartache, pain, loss, grief, and all the human condition in order to gain that perspective. I have to be this way because now I have more knowledge, more wisdom, more understanding. This is also what we are transcending, what we're healing from. This is part of the mental, the grit, the all the intertwinement that we got ourselves caught up. And one of my favorite expressions is, it's human to make a mistake. And I'm like, well, this has to be anything to do with being a human being. Being a human being is extremely challenging. So it takes really courage of the soul and high level of light and willpower to be a human being. It has nothing to do with, it's human to make a mistake. This is all part to deprogram the human race in our humble vision, to deprogram the human race and tone them down to relate to your humanness. And that's all there is. If you make mistakes, we'll forgive you because it's part of being a human. And you go like, what is this even coming from? You are royal, galactic royalty, giants of life.
I love that we're talking about this. We're going to take a short break because this shows up, Vivian, in every day of our lives. You know, I was sitting there yesterday. I was waiting for Linda to land on an airplane as she went back. And, you know, I knew that I could sit there and be worried. And then, and of course, she left her cell phone. So there's no way to even get her. And so I knew that. And then I also knew I didn't have to. And it's an interesting dynamic. But for 15 minutes, I turned on the television to watch the Seahawks football team. Just for 15. I don't watch a lot of football. And I caught three announcers it was the oddest moment that I had ever heard in sports. And I watched three announcers talk about the Seattle Seahawks coach, Pete Carroll, outstanding record. They won the game. But they spent 15 minutes talking about the fact that he was 70, going to turn to be 71 years old. Doesn't he look good? He looks 45. He's going to be the oldest coach, and he's going to be 15 minutes. And I thought, and then finally one of them said, just look at the energy he shows. You know, just look at this man. And the gentleman said something like, what's age got to do with it? When we come back, all of the things you're thinking about yourself, maybe your age, maybe your situation, maybe none of it. Maybe you had the reaction I had to those announcers. And then, of course, Pete Carroll and the Seahawks had a fantastic win. But the point is this. If we're all energy, what do we need to learn to take energy of the universe in? All of that's available. All of it. What can we do? Vivian's going to help us with that. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back. Cosmic Awakening. Vivian Charvette joining me here today. Hey, listen here. As we gain more knowledge, all of us, about the 3D matrix reality, this is in Vivian's language, so we also get caught up with the mental grids and the complex layers of information. And today what Vivian's talking about is the difference between information and knowledge. But if we understand how it does affect our energy field or impact it, how do we stay at our true selves, my language, but most importantly, how do we join in on enlightened and intuitive conversations of life, of ourselves? Before we keep going here, this is so good. How do people join you in this retreat? I think this is exciting.
Yes, absolutely. It's a beautiful, intimate retreat. It's a real healing retreat, September 24th to the 26th, Bishop, California. The website is destinationmasterminds.com. All the information is there. You'll see more. You'll feel the energy. Feel it when you go and see it. You feel a calling. It's a calling of soul. A gathering, and it's going to be three wonderful teachers, co-hosts, including myself, and, you know, with Laura Valentine and Robert Novak. We're very privileged to come together, and we talk about sacred three of us, the balance between the feminine and the masculine energies, and how we're going to bring also, from our part, our intergalactic groups, and we're going to do a lot of amazing. We're going to create amazing space and quantum space together. So check it out. There's just a few spots left. There's still time to register. So thank you for asking. I love what you are asking about as we are evolving, awakening, cosmic awakening. What does cosmic awakening mean? It's also to consciously live in that state. It's no longer to read about, to meditate about. It's to walk the walk and talk the talk. It's the choice. It's a conscious choice of living. So information, when we talk about the difference between flow information versus knowledge, your example of watching a little aspect of football game, at that moment in time, the information that was providing around his coach was no longer knowledge. It was just information. Well, what was the goal of that information? How did you feel? Was you feeling like heaviness in your stomach? Did you feel your energy be lowered, right?
Yeah.
Did you feel diminished by it? But this is not knowledge.
Yeah.
This is just an information that's put out there with certain intention and disregarded. If anything that you learn about, read about, listen to, like that beautiful example, waiting on Linda at the airport, that was wonderful example, Dr. Fabi, for the break. And watching looking at someone's achievement based on our physical age. That's just pure low-frequency information that has nothing to do with the quality of someone. That is a prime example of this. So ask yourself, am I allowing myself to ingest information that serves to create doubt, more confusion, creates other seeds, whether it's anger, whether it's lowering your field? Do you feel diminished by the information? Do you feel like something was off? And ask yourself, how does it serve my cosmic awakening? How does it give me empowerment to better myself, to make more conscious choices, to live in the empowerment of who I am? Does it encourage me to do that? If not, then disregard, release it. I read it, I saw it, I was there, I acknowledge of it, I release it. I refuse to allow this information to enter my field or to enter my energy. And that is really glad that you brought this example, because that's very tangible. That moment you said, no, I make the conscious choice to turn off news or that channel, and I'm releasing it. All do I keep is the accomplishment of someone I admire, someone that I respect. And that person becomes a source of inspiration so I can inspire myself from. Yeah. That's difference.
Yeah. And, you know, part of this was, it was so out of the context of the energy I was feeling in support of my best friend, you know, going back home and being on a plane and, you know, just embodying that. But also it was a reminder for me. See, I'm one of these people, like, I love that there are no mistakes. I love we talked about mistakes, because often we say there are no mistakes in the universe. And we use that term because that's human language. We don't have another way to talk about it. You know, we don't have another way to describe things in life without the knowledge we're talking about here or the understanding. And I just think we're so ready for this next level. You know how ready we are, Vivian? Let me give you another pop culture reference. I often look to the artists, to the people that create things in the world, because I like to look and see what's coming through them, right? If we go back in time historically and we look at the artists that emerged at different points in time, right? Music, art, whatever that is you call art, whatever that is to you, poetry, writing. There's interesting messages that have come through people. Now, there are many messages that haven't gotten to us that have come through people. Only the people that are of fame or people that have made it. Stories of the courage of Anne Frank, right? Or Viktor Frankl. Stories of those courage. Stories of the people, you know, the Da Vinci groups. Stories of the people that have crossed the board in different places of the world. So I look at our pop culture as another way that information's being given to us. Because how do you come up with these ideas? I've often asked myself, I have a couple of friends in Hollywood, and I say, I mean, they are being channeled. I just said to my friend the other day, he works on the set of the new Matrix movie, the Matrix Resurrection, right? We went through Matrix 1, 2, and 3. Everybody was blown out of this world by it, but everybody loved it and bought into it. They bought into a new level of knowledge about something that was so not in the reality of our everyday life, but they believed it. They thought this could be possible. They thought maybe this is not the reality we're supposed to live. Maybe it's something that I could go on about it. But I asked my friend, because they wrapped the movie up. He said, I said, I got to just ask you, somebody had to channel this. So when I use the word channel, I use it for my friends in Hollywood. But what I'm trying to say is information is being given to us, but knowledge is being shared. We're getting knowledge, and we're getting it from multiple sources. What is the best way for us to continue to share this?
Before sharing, there needs to be understanding how you bring this knowledge about.
Yeah.
You understand it for yourself. It can come through inspiration. You know, we hear stories of people driving, a truck driver becoming enlightened, is being come and says, you're going to be my vessel. And the next thing you know, 30 years later, we have crime. As an example of this, is these aspect of inspiration. What we're seeing is a planetary desire, a communality to everyone, a lot of people around the world, this network of light workers, so to speak, awakening and asking, I am ready to embrace the next level of my service.
Yeah.
Now show me. And how, to tie up with your question, which is fantastic, how do we do that? First, we have to clear ourselves is what aspect of the mind are you listening the most to? And to clear those patterns, those belief systems, those false core values that have been ingrained. Look how much part is glorifying. We believe this is a false core value that has been implemented on the planet. It's an example of it. We're not taking anything away from it. It's an observation. There are certain aspects that has been really glorified, put into the culture. I exposed to my culture. I grew up that way. Yes, you were exposed to certain programming. What are you making out of this? Where are you in all of this? You have the right to change your core values based on bringing in more connections. Breathe into your heart. Invite your higher self into your space. There's no need to see. There's no need to have your third eye opened in order to do that. It's a state of beingness. It's a conscious choice. When you are in that space, you're allowing yourself to listen with all of your inner faculties that are innate to you. You were born and you came back to this planet with a very unique vibrational signature. And so allow yourself to go inward. Just how many of you take the time just to feel the rhythm of your heart? What does it have to say? What does your body have to say? I was talking about this with a client just right before this interview. Your body is speaking volume to you. What is this telling you? What is the body is telling you? Your body telling you a story about a chronic loop, whether it's a pain, lower back pressure, stomach issue. What can you not stomach? Are you ingesting too much information? What is your level of discernment? Is understanding the mechanism of you, and that is beyond the program, the belief system, the archetypal pattern of societal, whether it's education, family background. It's when you peel back and start to peel the layers, you start to be able to see it yourself. And from there, ask, I am ready to take on my next level of services. Show me. The universe will show you from where you are, exactly who you are at that point of time in on your path. Guaranteed you're going to be shown.
You know, and so this is what I love about this, and this is what I feel is one of our greatest openings and invitation, you know, to ask to be shown. You know, when I discovered this along the way, and it has been through some painful moments, but then I learned it doesn't have to be. You know, that was my kind of first lesson, right? It's like, show me another way, and then you get an answer.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not like an answer. It isn't for me, like I don't hear words. I don't hear, the answer is, go, la, la, la. But there's like, it's like, Vivian, it's like, I just get up and I'm at it. And I know whatever the thing is. Sometimes that happens for people and they don't know that they have been given this. Right?
Right. Exactly. And it will speak the language you understand the most, whether it's an inspiration, a calling, a sensation go, I don't know, I feel like a call that my heart is telling me that I need to do this. Well, that, listen, what is it? Allow yourself to be reteachable. Because I hear that a lot. Oh, I learned so much. Now I know what's going on. Oh, you're learning aspect of infinite layers of much more information. But you know what? You mean you, me, and everyone. You are your own library of infinite intelligence, knowledge, experiences. It's all encoded in you. And then we'll come to the point it's time to go back into the essential of living and releasing distraction from a TV show, distraction from the next YouTube channel, distraction from the social media, distraction from the noise of external environment. and allow yourself to go back, taking just 10 minutes a day, just 10 minutes a day, with your heart, hand on your heart, the other one on your navel, and connect. And I bring in, your mind will chatter, that just invite your mind to follow the rhythm of your lungs, mm-hmm. of your breath. Just be here mm-hmm. in that space. Clear the clutter. I release it all back to source for transmutation, and I am here. Bring yourself back into the alignment of your light. Always says, in case of doubt, choose your light. In case of fear, go back to your light. In case of worries, go back to your light. Breathe. Mm-hmm. Light and fear cannot coexist in the same space.
Cannot. I hope we're going to do another show because I want to talk about that. I want to talk about the paradox that doesn't exist. There really isn't a paradox. When people talk to me about paradoxes, I have a very, so I am a student. I don't know what I don't know. I will tell you this over and over again, but what you just said, I got to tell you, I learned a lesson this year, a really great one. And let me try to put in language what you just said. And certainly I've learned it from you and the many times we've talked, but especially the last show we did had an impact on me. And what did I learn? First and foremost, I learned the knowledge that is being made aware to me, and I've acted on it, I am so grateful for and I never doubt. And you know what that includes, Jordan? It includes hiring Jamie, Malia, right? It includes bringing, you know, this great team, Jacob, bringing people together. You know our age ranges are here on this team? Great people. You've talked to everyone here.
Mm-hmm.
Jessica, 10 years ago, barely 21, and trusting her. Our ages are 20-ish to 72.
Beautiful.
And our external people, a little bit even older. And here's what I learned from you last time, and I never told you, and I want to thank you. I learned, well, I'll get choked up here. I don't know why this happens when I talk to you.
You're turning part.
Here's what I learned. There are many things I've built in my life. There are many successes I've had. There are many things I've gone through in my life and heartbreak. There are many things I've done that I've made amends for. But there's one thing I've always been true about, and that is trusting in the universe. But there's one other thing that I've really had to learn how to do, and that is care deeply for the people I love and to make them a priority. And this year, I got to know that fully in my best friend, Linda. And I got to see her just show up unconditionally for this team, unconditionally for me in my life when I've been through some of the most difficult times. We've been friends since 1972. But this year in particular, that kind of love that you have when you come on, that just exudes you, that just is the presence of who you are. But that last show opened my heart, and I'm in a new place, a place to help humanity better, and a place to fully understand love. And I think of this and the gift of that. It's hard to have words, but that, I think, is the energy of the matrix you're talking about from my perspective, and I need to thank you for that.
You are most welcome above and beyond. Most welcome.
Vivian will be back. But I do want to say that if you, too, want your heart to be open, if you, too, want to truly understand what it means to be a vessel, if you, too, want to feel that level of peace and love, unconditional, it is possible. I want to just tell everybody, please, please go look at Destination Masterminds. What a beautiful place you're having that. Holy cow, is that really over in the Sierras?
I believe so. It's going to be my first time over there. I can't wait to see there.
Oh, well, I'll have to talk to you offline about that. That's where I had one of my first spiritual awakenings. But Please also speak with Vivian. Please, please, everybody, please gift yourself this way of life. Please do it. That's website for you, Vivian. Please tell people.
Oh, of course. My website is infinitehealingfromthestars.com.
One last question. What's the personal message? What would you like to leave us with today?
You are so magnificent beyond words. Only if you really knew and understood who you are, your world would be shifted in the blink of an eye. This is where this is a new era for all of us, for all of you. And there's a lot of excitement among your intergalactic interstellar brothers and sisters, because we finally see a race of giants returning to their true, to their true self.
Thank you, Vivian. Thank you so much. I want to thank all of you for tuning us in and turning us on. And please, please know that everything we've talked about, everything that we're experiencing, all of this is available to you. It is within you. It is your birthright. We'll see you next time.
This program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of KKNW, its management, or other advertisers. Contests are the responsibility of the host of this program, and not KKNW. This is Alternative Talk 1150 AM, KKNW Seattle, and KNUC 98.9 HD3 Seattle.
And good Thursday to you. Benny Mathers here for a look at your Alternative Talk AM 1150 traffic update for around this hour. Over on Seabrook 20 eastbound at LaConner and Whitney Road around milepost 53, a recent collision partially blocking the two left lanes. Good thing medical aid, fire assistance, and tow, along with State Patrol, have arrived on the scene, and they are taking care of the situation. Also, 167 northbound just south of the State Route 516 around milepost 20 there. Another collision partially blocking the right hand of the lane, and also State Patrol has also arrived on the scene to take care of those motors and that collision. Stay tuned for another hour of the Transformation Talk Radio Network. This time it's the Mary Jane Max Show. Topic for the show, change your thoughts, change your life. With Dr. Patrick Porter, developer of the Brain Tap. Stay tuned. NBC News Radio, I'm Lisa Taylor. The father of the 22-year-old woman who went missing during a cross-country road trip with her fiancé is speaking out. Lisa G. reports.
At a press conference in Northport, Florida, Joe Petito said he's asking the public for help in finding his daughter, Gabrielle.
Whatever you can do to make sure my daughter comes home, I'm asking for that help. There's nothing else that matters to me now.
Police are still considering this a missing persons case after Gabrielle's parents didn't hear from her since late August when the pair was believed to be at a park in Wyoming. Her fiancé, Brian Laundrie, who's back at his home in Florida, is still a person of interest but has not been cooperating with police.
The South Carolina man whose wife and son were shot in unsolved killings in June is turning himself into police. Scott Kimbler has details.
Alex Murdaugh surrendered himself late this morning. He's scheduled for a bond hearing this afternoon. This just a day after a man was arrested for assisted suicide for allegedly trying to help Murdaugh end his own life by shooting him earlier this month so that his son could cash in on a $10 million life insurance policy. Murdaugh's other son and wife were shot to death outside of their home in June. Now the South Carolina Law Enforcement Division says it is reopening a criminal investigation into the 2018 death of a housekeeper and nanny for the Murdaugh family.
Entities that require so-called vaccine passports in Florida can be fined starting today. Rick Hoschel has more.
Under the Florida Department of Health rule, businesses, governments, and schools that require proof of vaccination from the public are liable for $5,000 penalties per violation. State lawmakers passed a bill this year that bans vaccine passports, but businesses and governments are allowed to require vaccinations for employees after all appeals are exhausted. Fines must be paid within 30 days.
French officials say a drone strike has killed a suspected
ISIS mastermind of terror attacks against U.S. soldiers in Niger. The attacks killed four U.S. soldiers in 2017 and a half dozen French aid workers last year. You're listening to the latest on NBC News Radio.
Need a break from the sound bites and the talking heads? Do you want information you can actually use? Information that'll change your life for the better? Then listen to the Del Walmsley Radio Show. Del will show you how to retire in 2 to 5 years. Your age doesn't matter. Turn off the pundits and turn on the passive income. Tune in to the Del Walmsley Radio Show.
Tune in every Monday at 8 a.m., Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Fridays at 5 p.m., and Thursdays at noon, right here on KKNW.
And let's go ahead and take a look now for Alternative Talk weather outlook for Thursday. Well, we'll see mostly sunny skies today. Highs around 66, 67 degrees. That's pretty much probably the best thing we'll see for the next couple of days. Clouds and rain moving in tonight. Low temperatures down to about 53 for Friday and running up to the weekend and the starting of next week. More clouds and rain expected. High temperatures in the low to mid-60s and low temperatures in the mid-50s. Gray and wet.
The views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of KKNW, its management, or other advertisers. This program is sponsored by Dr. Pat Basile and Transformation Talk Radio.
Transformation Talk Radio. I'm your co-host Nancy, and I'm here with Mary Jane, and today we have a very special guest. But for those of you who don't know about Mary Jane, Mary Jane is a holistic intuitive. She has an office here in Issaquah, Washington. However, you don't have to live in the state of Washington to become a client, as she has clients all over the United States and Europe. So, you have tuned in on the most perfect day, as we have a superstar guest, and it's very exciting, and it's a life-changing show. So with that, I'm going to turn it over to Mary Jane to introduce our very special guest, and our show topic today, change your thoughts, change your life. Mary Jane?
Thank you, Nancy. Yes, it is a very special show. We have Dr. Patrick Porter, the developer of BrainTap, award-winning author, educator, entrepreneur, and speaker all over the world. I mean, he's on the road probably more than he's home. Dean of the Mind-Based Studies at the Quantum University, a Lifetime Achievement Award 2020 for the International Association of Functional Neurologists, featured in the Wall Street Journal and other business,
Mental, People Magazine, ABC, NBC, CNN, the list goes on.
Yeah, TV and radio all over. So we could go on forever with his bio, but we want to get right to the nitty-gritty of the great Dr. Porter. Thank you for being here.
Well, thank you, Nancy and Mary. There's more than you needed to say about me, because I'm out here for everyone else. I just happen to be the benefactor of something that's helping me over the years. So I'm glad to share what I have, and I'm glad the world accepts it and loves it. So.
We absolutely love it. Mary Jane and I have been talking about the BrainTap for the past several months on our show, and so it's a blessing to have you, the actual creator and founder, to explain to all of our listeners exactly what the BrainTap is and does.
Okay. Well, I can show you right here so that everyone gets a picture of it. So you can see the flashing lights here, and there's lights in the ears. So a lot of people are really puzzled by what are the lights doing there. So first of all, it's a transformational technology. So it's similar to meditation, but unlike meditation, we're not just taking you to a place to get clarity and focus. We think meditation is good for that. And people do use BrainTap to deepen their meditation practice, but when we talk about transformation, what we're saying is that let's say somebody wakes up in the morning, they just have foggy brain, they don't know how to get started. We have sessions that take you from being tired to being awake. We call these digital coffee. We have sessions that in the afternoon when you're feeling a little run down because there's some biology involved here, because every day at 2 o'clock our temperature drops 2 degrees. And so the body says, hey, it's time to go to sleep, because these bodies, even though we've progressed as a culture, these bodies are still, 200,000 years old. They're still the same as they were in the Serengeti, where we should be laying down next to the zebras and, making sure it's a safe place for the lions don't eat us for lunch. But instead, what people are doing is they're getting up and having coffee, tea, or chocolate to stimulate their body. And this is a way to stimulate your nervous system. So think of the brain tap as an energy resource, because we live in an energy economy. So many things are taxing our energy base that if we can keep our brain functioning correctly. But what happens on the downside of that is that people aren't regulating their nervous system or their brain. When I say nervous system or brain, they're interchangeable here. So we have sessions that actually help people sleep. So when you think about the brain tap, when I say transformational tool, even at Quantum University, which you mentioned, we take adult learners. That's who typically is going there, because it's a natural medicine college where we help people, energy medicine practitioners and natural medicine practitioners. And most of them are just going back to school after a career out there doing something for 20, 30 years, and now they say, hey, I want to give back. I want to become a practitioner. And they have to sharpen those mental skills. We always tell people it takes you from not knowing something to helping you to build into what's called accelerated learning. So part of it is getting the brain into a balanced state where you can learn better, operate better. And the main benefit most people have when they're thinking about brain tap is usually there's three main benefits. One is better sleep, because you get a deeper sleep score. The other is stress is reduced. Think of your body as a collector of energy, and sometimes that energy isn't always positive. So we need to be able to disperse that or ground that energy, get it out of your nervous system so it's not bothering you. And then number three, just better clarity. When you're more focused and more clear about what you want to do today, you can live your purpose with a higher energy level and higher intention. And that, what I believe and what's shown me in my life, it becomes almost like you're up-leveling your magnetic attraction. So whatever you want in your life, it's part of your purpose and your passion for being, you magnify that because your energy shows up instead of being stressed out, And so that's kind of a background. We can go deeper into the science if you want later in the show, but the reality is that you keep your eyes closed. The light works with the optic nerve, guides you through a cycle of similar to sleep, but during that time it's actually educating or exercising the brain. And we can talk about the three phases of wellness, we call them waves, but this is part of the third wave of wellness. So when you think the first wave, you can't outthink your diet, so you have to eat right. You have to eat healthy foods, you have to drink plenty of water. That's phase one. Phase two is physical exercise. Our bodies are designed to move and breathe and do things, so we have to have both of those. But if you don't have this third wave, the other two kind of crumble, because if you don't have a mindset or if you don't have the energy to do those things, even if you're in a high state of stress, you can't metabolize or digest the foods or the nutrition you're taking because stress causes that to stop. Your mind's not right, you won't create enough of a brain chemical called acetylcholine, which happens when you're relaxed working out. When I was featured in Ironman magazine, we did a whole article about how weightlifting, how when you have the mindset for it and you're relaxed, how your muscles actually build faster. So you can actually use your brain to build more muscle while you're working out if you're more relaxed than if you're stressed out. So this all works together in synergy along with the words that we're using. So we use positive psychology, but if people are out there saying, hey, I don't want to listen to somebody speak, we have over 500 sessions that are music only, that are using different frequencies to balance the brain and harmonize the brain. We can talk about maybe a little bit about how we work with dementia and how we work with different things like Alzheimer's, dementia, autism, stress, all the different disorders that we work with through our clinics out there. We have about 2,400 clinics in the U.S. using it right now.
That is fascinating. Fascinating.
Well, today the people are more stressed out than ever with what's going on. I mean, you can't get away from stress. And it's like if people aren't doing something to take care of themselves, they're going in the other direction. And so that's why it's important to look at the brain and what's going on in the brain. It's not just the body.
Right. There's something called psychoimmunology, which has been left off the table for some reason since 2020. This means psychology affects your physiology. So when you think about your physiology, you can either adjust your physiology. We all know people that were in a bad way, maybe depressed, anxious, and they started physically working out, and then they got more positive. They, you know, that their physiology affects the way that they think. But a lot of people don't realize that if you can think yourself sick. You know, there are a lot of things they call the psychosomatic illnesses, and this means illnesses of the mind. And it's not because the person wants to do that. It's because our programming, unfortunately, is all negative. I mean, when you go to, I tell people, if you're too happy today, just turn on the news for 5 minutes. You'll be in a state of despair and unhappy because they're basically showing us the worst side of humanity. I talked to a newscaster once, and he said, you know, if we could publish all the positive news, we'd take up a 24-hour news cycle every day, and we still couldn't fit it all in. They have to struggle to get the news because they only tell us about the negative stuff. And it seems like that's even amplified, you know, since 2020. I mean, these bodies, we can stress ourselves out, of course, physically, mentally, emotionally, even spiritually. And all those areas need to be balanced. And just a lot of times it happens because people are trying to control situations they can't. The one thing we can control, and I would say that you're only 6 inches away from personal success because that's the distance between your ears. We need to get that brain working right, so regardless of what happens to you, it no longer has to happen through you. You know, it's going to happen through you, but you're going to let it go. I tell people it's like Teflon. You want to, those stressful things happen, but don't let them stick to you. Don't give away the power of happiness to someone else or something else. Take back that control, and it starts with just being present with yourself, realizing that you are an infinite being with potentials that no one's ever shared with you, because most people don't even realize that we're not just this, you know, I remind people, like at Quantum University, we talk about quantum mathematics and quantum physics, and we live in a particle reality, but there's this other reality that we live in called the wave reality. That's the gap between the thoughts. So when we go to manifest things, we go to create things in our life, it happens in that wave reality. What shows up is these particles that we call atoms and cells and human beings and planets and things like that. If we're in harmony with all of that, we feel good. Our body works well. And so the key here is to get your brain in harmony, get your nervous system in harmony. And the brain tap is one of the tools that over the years we kept stacking on different technologies. So there's five core technologies in the brain tap. So we have light therapy, which I showed you with the lights. We have sound therapy, which we have different sound therapies like Noget frequencies, Solfeggio. We have binaural beats, isochronic tones. These all work. They all have their own science base, and they all have very good success. And then we layer on top of that beautiful music that trains the brain, as well as words, positive psychology, to get the brain to move. And when all those things happen at one time, the brain moves to a new level of thinking. You know, when Einstein said you can't simultaneously solve a problem in the same level it was created, you got to go to the solution state and then return to the problem with the solution in mind. I feel that that's what meditation, prayer, brain tap, these kind of things, because you can't do it in what we call local time. You know, when you're in the middle of the hurricane, you can't prepare for the hurricane. You need to do that before the hurricane sucks. You know, and so many people, we prepared, we were blindsided. So those that weren't prepared found out, hey, I've got to get my stress under control. And one thing for the listeners, just so you understand, stress is what's causing the sugar problem we have in the world. Sugar, of course, is causing it too, the people eating a lot of sugar. But the stress from one episode is as much as a candy bar. Your liver produces sugar. So if you can lower your stress, those people who are fearful of high blood sugar, which is, of course, really being touted out there, and of course wearing a mask and all the other things we had to do, that fear factor is just adding to and exacerbating our stress levels. So we need to figure out how we're going to lower those stress levels so that our body can work in harmony with our environment and what's happening in the world today, because it still is the best time in history of the world to be alive. It's just we have to pick out what we're going to choose to focus our attention on, and we want to focus on being healthy. One thing, too, I think Mary and Nancy might know, there's a research paper that I just found. I tried to find the actual paper. It was mentioned in on a talk that I was being interviewed on, and it showed that they can now measure our photonic energy that emits from our heart. So we have, and I know this is true because our science officer actually created clothing that reflects We all have infrared. That's a light frequency we transmit to people. So when people say, I am light, science has now proved that's true. So we need light in our body. Light is the most underprescribed nutrient. And we actually project it out, like Tom Brady, who's 44 years old and still playing like his first year out of college and is still very bright. He actually licensed this because it reflects our own healing energy back to us. This is true for everyone, not just healers. So every one of us has this corona discharge. Of course, usually in ancient times, they called it an aura, or they could see the energy field around us. This is happening all the time. So if we can realize this healing and tune into this inner light, well, what they showed is if you're living a life of gratitude and forgiveness and love, you actually emit 200 times more light than somebody who's in fear, anxiety, or frustration. So my thing is we need to get enough people in the light that basically darkness has no place to hide in our world, and we're going to see some massive changes happening there. But we have to have energy to do that. You know, and of course, we're talking about the physical energy, but anytime there's a physical energy, there's also it's spiritual or a non-local, if you're using quantum physics, there's a non-local parity. So there has to be a matching frequency. It doesn't happen on the physical without it also happening in the unseen world or the subconscious part of our reality. So that's what we're trying to tune those two together so that people have this flow through their life instead of feeling like they keep running into roadblocks. You know, like Deepak Chopra said, 97% of what's going to happen tomorrow we know about today. But I don't think he predicted what was going to happen in 2020. You know, so
right.
Everyone's getting blindsided. So that's why you need to take the time to relax, prepare for your next day. Just like, could you imagine watching one of your favorite movies and none of the actors or actresses were rehearsing? I mean, they rehearse daily. But people do this in their own life. They never rehearse. How they're going to talk to spouse, how they're going to talk to their family, how they're going to talk to their boss or their employees or their team. You know, it's all about preparing yourself for the best possible you to show up at any moment in time.
I absolutely love that. I love it. And I do that every morning. I bring up every morning and I always call in what I want for that day. So it's actually taught me how to take that time in the morning, call in what I want, get my thoughts straight so that I can be the best I can be, but yet I can be the best for my clients as well. So I am with you all the way on that, Dr. Porter. And now is a good time. Mary Jane is offering you a special promotion, and this is a game changer and a life changer. Starting today through September 30th, Mary Jane is offering you $100 off the BrainTap headset. And with this special promotion, you will also receive a 30-day free trial to all the meditations on the BrainTap. And I have so many favorites, it's just hard to keep track of. So you want to call our office today and secure your BrainTap headset and take advantage of this life-changing technology. While you're at it, make sure you book your appointment for your wellness tune-up with Mary Jane to get on the fast track to being the best you can be. And our number is 888-777-4232. So call and get your headset secured and get on the fast track of changing your life today. I am a full believer, Dr. Porter. I brain tap at least 3 times a day, which you say is excellent. I do my morning wake up. I do one when I get home. I don't have time during the day. But, and then at night I always do I love the Enchanted Forest, or I think the Enchanted Forest is my favorite, and the Mountaintop Retreat. But I always do those at night, and I can feel my whole body just go. I don't even feel my body. It's like all the stress has just left, and it's the most amazing feeling I've ever had. So I thank you for that.
Welcome. Thank you.
I was going to mention that, you know, with what I do with the nutrition and I do light therapy, until I got the brain tap, why I knew when I was at a seminar at the Master Circle and learned more about the brain tap, I knew immediately that that was really important. Because it's the same questions I get all the time. Why do I always have a bad gallbladder? Why do I always have bad relationships? It keeps going round and round. And that's the pattern of their brain, like you say, and this is why this is so important to talk about why that changes it.
Right.
Get me off that wheel.
Yeah. Most people don't know this, but we emit what's called bioprotons at the genetic level. And they, in 2003, when they said, hey, we mapped the human genome, you know, we all got excited. But the reality was they only mapped 1%, because 99% of who you are is changing every 40 seconds. So it's never the same person. And it changes by light. So through our body, we of course, we have the electrical system, but we also have a light system. And they now know that these tiny emissions of light change who we are. And now what changes that? We know that words change 2,300 different gene expressions. So when you're talking about the gallbladder or whatever, that's why there's something called psychosomatic illness, the illness of the mind. So the mind is everywhere. Every cell of your body is thinking. And so when it gets stressed out, your body, I'm saying now, even cellular stress, like if you're one of those people that are very sensitive to EMF, then your cells actually go into what they call the cell danger response, meaning that they start to send a signal to the brain saying, hey, there's something wrong here. I'm getting hit with these waves of energy. I don't know what they are. Now, 20% of the people need to really do something about that because it compromises even the way they think. Some people, when they drive by power lines, can actually pass out. So you need to look at your environment, right? And then, so all these things are happening, that changes. The people you hang out with, believe it or not, when they say you're the sum total of the five closest friends you have, that's because you're sharing DNA, really. Because if you're in their presence, you're sharing light. You're sharing more than words. You're sharing energy. That's why when you're in person, you know, there's something else that happens. There's a magical thing that happens. You know, although I'm sure during the last year and a half, people have been falling in love through Zoom or, you know, all these. When the nightclubs open back up or wherever people go to meet people, I've been married for 32 years, so I don't do that. But if there were places, you know, nowadays, where do you go to find that person? Because everything's, you know, when you're locked out, so that causes stress. We need socialization, right? We need human touch. They've done a lot of research with babies, actually, and the babies that don't get touched, in fact, the nursing organizations now, they have to go in there and stroke the babies because they need to feel that connection. So we need that connection. So when you look at your life, think of, you know, when you look at, there's a book out there called Blue Zones, and you can make your own kind of blue zones. What they found out was there's certain things that people who live to be 100 years plus, what is in their environment, and one of their key things, of course, is healthy. All the things you would know intuitively, you know, healthy foods, good water, stress reduction, fun, having fun, socialization, and, you know, all these things are happening, and so we have to look at our environment, the way we talk, the books we read are important, the people we communicate with. Just having a conversation with you, Mary Jane, you're going to change their genetic makeup just because of the conversation. They're not going to be the same. And the same thing's true. When you're there, now you can do it here because we're sharing information here and energy, but when they're present with you, your intention as a healer, your intention being there, being present for them, they feel that on a subconscious level, even if they consciously don't realize it, people change because they're in your presence. Even a lot of times, it's not even what you say, it's just being there for them and holding that energy. And now they're proving that to be true. It's not, it used to be metaphysical, you know, nobody knew what to think or how that was all happening. Now they're showing because we have the science. Like, I was just at the Chopra Center here in Orlando, and they even use something called the bio well, which in the past, that's reading your aura. They can actually And now that's being the university that we work with here, they have a bio well now. It's like 10 years ago, that would have never happened. But now they understand energy. Energy is where it's at right now, and how do we upgrade our energy levels, and how do we keep it positive? You know, and how do we regulate brain function? Those are all key things for health.
Well, exactly. Energy is what I do, that being intuitive, being able to tap into somebody's energy no matter where they are, it's one thing that I explain to people. Energy is infinite. It's for us. Forever, I mean, it's everywhere. Yeah.
Yeah. When we Abhay Goswami, who wrote the book quantum doctors, and he's always speaking at Quantum University. He's the one who first gave me, he said, consciousness is the reality underneath all things. So that consciousness, we're all connected there.
Yeah.
So some people have discretionary access to that, like you, Mary Jane. Some people don't. And so they have to, but we're all connected. It's just, it's like knowing that you have the, you know, the story of acres of diamonds and the guy who traveled all over the world trying to find diamond mines. And when they went to bury him in his backyard, they found 3 feet beneath the soil was the world's largest diamond mine. And he'd never looked in his backyard. So that's kind of, we all have this hidden treasure in ourselves that we haven't tapped into yet.
Exactly. Yeah. It was like I didn't know I had that gift till 2000, and it was developed. It wasn't like, for me, like magic. It was there. So, yeah, it's exciting. And I tell people all the time, they have that ability to do the same thing in different ways or that way. They just haven't even thought of it before.
All right, it's time for us to take a short break. You are listening to Mary Jane Maxwell on Transformation Talk Radio. We'll catch you on the other side. Did you know that each Enneagram type has a different worldview, different patterns of thinking, feeling, and behaving? They also have essential qualities that are unique to their type. Understanding this helps us develop more tolerance, respect, and appreciation for ourselves and others. Renee Siegel works with individuals, couples, families, and groups using the Enneagram to build better relationships as a tool in addiction recovery. Visit youarepurepotential.com for more info. Are you feeling the complexity of life? Do you feel that urge to step into something greater? Tune in to Nailed It Radio. Find your simplicity within your complexity with me, life coach Carrie Nail. Tune in each month on TransformationTalkRadio.com to discover what it means to use your full power to be the best version of yourself. Imagine stepping into the energy of saying yes to yourself and knowing you nailed it. For more information about me, visit CarrieNail.com.
Disease, one of the most dreaded words in our vocabulary. Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. Did you know traditionally we have viewed disease as a degenerative process? Disease is better understood when we view it as dis-ease in the human body. Dis-ease means without ease. Health is not merely the absence of disease. It's when every part of the body works together effortlessly, relaxed and at ease. It's that relaxed state that lets energy flow in waves through and around the entire body. Every organ has an electrical charge, and when overcharged or undercharged, dis-ease occurs. And it is an effort to go through our day. We're able to determine the exact dis-ease of the body and design a specific solution to correct the nutritional imbalance. Contact us at 888-777-4232. That's 888-777-4232. And visit us at MaryJaneMack.com.
Stuck in a roundabout of dysfunction? Stop circling around difficult issues and find out what's been holding you back. Learn how to speak your truth to power with host Dr. Kathy Aubert. Create real change with smart tools and smart strategies. No frills, no fluff, just life-changing conversations to help get you where you want to be. Extend your reach and become an agent for real change with Kathy Aubert. For more information on Kathy and her work, please visit drkathyaubert.com. That's drkathyaubert.com.
Are you ready to branch out? Take a leap of faith. Tune in to Get Rooted Radio with Erica Gifford Mills on TransformationTalkRadio.com to equip, empower, and enlighten yourself. Erica will energize and excite you to power up your passionate dream that sets your soul on fire. So, get fearlessly ready and get powerfully rooted in your yes to live it up, love it up, and let it go. Visit GetRootedRadio.com.
Welcome back,
comedian, Matt Schillen, Transformation Talk Radio. I'm your co-host, Nancy. We're here with Mary Jane and Dr. Patrick Porter, founder and creator of the Brain Tap. And I just want to mention one more time, Mary Jane is offering a special promotion. Today through September 30th, you are able to get $100 off the Brain Tap headset, along with a 30-day free trial to all the self-guided meditations, the music, everything. This is a life-changing tool, so call our office today and secure your headset. It's an amazing piece of technology, and the benefits that you get from this are, there are no words. It's phenomenal. So don't forget, call our office today, secure your headset, get that $100 off, and get on the fast track to changing your life and changing your thoughts, which change your life. The number is 888-777-4232. And we have a very special caller, Dr. Pat. Are you there?
Hey there. Yeah.
Hey, how are you?
Hey. Good. Hey, Dr. Porter, it's so great to meet you. Powerful, powerful show, and one that I want to just address personally. So this year has been tough on everybody. And I want to thank Mary Jane Mack and you, Dr. Porter, because those two, that combination of Brain Tap and Mary Jane Mack, did some incredible things for me personally for this year and for our business and for Transformation Network and Transformation Talk Radio. And it's so powerful that this show, I will be getting two Brain Taps, one of them for one of my leads, Jessica, and another one for the office. Why? Everything you said is true. But let me give you a couple of examples for people listening. You know, when you go through life, sometimes you don't know what's going to come your way. But if you had something that you could get your day started, or if you had something that would help you not go for that drink or that drug, and I work with women in recovery, and Brain Tap, for me, did something incredible. So I'm going to give you one testimonial, but it's one of many. I got two double knee replacements in the middle of COVID. I expanded the network and our technology. That would not have happened as easily and as successfully. I am a professional table tennis player, and within 3 months, I'm playing. But here's the miracle, Dr. Porter. What was it about Brain Tap that helped me? Why was it when I went to physical therapy for my knee that I could bend my knee at 140 degrees after 3 weeks? You see, it's great to talk about the science, and I love to talk about being in the light, but I also want folks to know that there is an end game with what you three are talking about. And the end game is how to create an amazing life. How do you get past the negativity of your day? Or how do you get past the diagnosis? Or how do you get past somebody saying to you, you can't? Or how do you get to the point where you know you can? And it doesn't matter what program you use in Brain Tap. There's something that happened to Jessica yesterday. And you can't describe it, Dr. Porter. You do a great job. But for me, the results are what say what is going on. And I want to leave everybody with this, because I couldn't do this without Mary Jane Mack, so I want to be very clear about that. But I will tell you this. How is it you sit down and you do one of the Brain Tap programs, one of the meditations, and it has to do about exercise, and you stop that program and you go about your day, and then all of a sudden you're sitting down with your best friend, and you just look at her and you say, I got to get up and go use my fifth gym. See, this is the point I want to drive home to people. You know, this is a tool that will move you to a place in your life, at least from my perspective, help you expand your business, help you create a better for yourself. But it will also change so that the light could come through. And I wanted to thank you three for this, because I know myself, my Linda, Jessica, the business, the expansion of Transformation Network, and everybody here is benefiting to the fact that I just don't react to things anymore. So what is the difference? Mary Jane Mack and you, Dr. Porter. So I want to thank you guys.
Thank you.
And that's great.
So that's a good point, Dr. Porter. It would be good to talk about who needs a brain tap. You know, people, I mean, I know everybody needs a brain tap. But it's like people say, well, what do I need that? It's just everybody needs it, but why do they need it?
Well, the main thing I think they need it for is that no one is immune to stress. I love it when I'm being interviewed on, you know, traditional radio or TV, and they go, do you use it? And I'm like, I look at them like, are you crazy? I've been using it since 1986. Why wouldn't I use it every day? You know, I do it at least twice a day, if not three times a day. At events, sometimes we do it four times a day because it's stressful when you're dealing with crowds of people all the time. But I think that the main reason they'll do it is that we all have those experiences that things aren't always going to work out right. You know, when Buddha said all unhappiness stems from unfavorable comparisons, that's because if we let the subconscious run the show, there's a saying, the subconscious is a great servant, but a very bad master. So what that means is that if you're not always maintaining your mind, someone else or something else will. And if that's not evident in the last year and a half, nothing is, because it's flipping people's belief systems, it's what's happening out there in the world. And people need to understand that the real healing happens within you. Not even a pill. There is no pill without a skill. So you need both. And so in this case, Mary Jane, you're the pill, right? So then they need the skill to do all those things, because we can't replace what everyone does. But what happens is once the brain, a central processing computer, that's only the hardware. But our heart, that controls the show. You know, so once our heart and our brain are coherent, they call it, then now transformation happens. And my belief, this is just my belief, and we haven't been able, one of the things when sitting down with Deepak Chopra, we talked about was how could we measure consciousness? Nobody's been able to do this, right? So we're trying to figure that. But the reality is that I believe that we get, every time we go through these different brainwave cycles and we really tune into our true purpose, our true self, if you will, and really engage with that energy, we get an upgrade. We get to know, and even the ancient rishis would say, the reason we were just published with a Kriya Yoga meditation that we did with Bhopal, India, Ames in Institute, where we showed how breathing techniques can increase alpha. And because they always talked about this, so when you're relaxed and you're in the right brain state and you're breathing, you get more pranic energy. So when you're breathing, it's not just about oxygen. There's actually intelligence in the air that you're breathing. The next moment of your life exists in your next breath. So that's why we have to breathe through things. So I think as we open up and we start to receive more energy, that energy is instructing us to make better decisions. You know, we treat people better when we have energy. We have more compassion. We have more forgiveness. You know, the more stressed out we are, the more worried we are. And you're talking about addictions. Addictions are a phobic reaction to social situations. And what I mean by that is let's say you're addicted to cigarettes or alcohol. Anytime you get your stress level builds up, when you get to a certain threshold, the only solution is your addiction. So you have this, you want to get out of this uncomfortable feeling, oh, I'm going to go have a drink, I'm going to go smoke marijuana, or I'm going to go smoke a cigarette. Whatever the addiction is, I'm going to go watch pornography. Whatever it is that's triggering them, it's because their brain isn't balanced at that time. When the brain's balanced, there's a really good book that I always recommend people, especially for addiction, it's called Finding Your Perfect High. And John Marshall, before I wrote the programs for DUIs for the state of Arizona, I really read that book and studied it and some other things, because really people, they're not getting high or they're not doing all these things to get out of balance. They're doing them to think they can get in balance. We have a natural desire as humans, really, unless something really has happened to us wrong. You know, we want to be good. We want to be helping out our civilization, really. We want to be good humans, if you will. The problem is that we're not humans. We're spiritual beings having a human experience. So it gets confusing because you start thinking we're these bodies and, you know, we're energy. So I think when you phase out, let's say, just for lack of a better word, when you tune in, like Ron Dash used to say, tune out, tune in, turn on, you know, we're just not using drugs to do it. We don't need, you have all the receptor sites in your own brain. Like even just to get, there's something called DMT that's really big in the news right now. It's a pill, or they get it from all sorts of different sources, but people have these spiritual experiences. The reason they have them is because the brain has receptors for them. People can get those same experiences without doing the drug. That's what people do when they have these awakenings. So when you're in the right space, you get to see what others don't see because you're in a space that others aren't in. You know, so and that's where you have to plan and produce the results in your life, first in the inner space. And then it manifests out here in the outer space, in this physical world. And we have to, I always tell people that what we do is the exact opposite of Zen Buddhism. Just as a joke, it's not exactly true. But in Zen Buddhism, they say, cease expecting and you have all things. I always say with brain cap, expect everything and be happy of something. You know,
and with brain cap, the big thing that I want people to know about is how when your brain is healthy, how you heal better. It's like macular degeneration, depression, all those symptoms, all those kids with autism, like even in my grandeur, how your brain rebuilds the cells and you change. And this technology is used by all the top neurologists in the country, let alone everyone else. I mean, but it's about how it actually heals the body when you use the brain tap.
Yeah. When you think about our brains, when we're born, we're totally connected, you know, unless something happened at birth. You know, the brain is wired. And as we get older, it unwires. People think they're learning and it wires up. It actually unwires. So what we have to do, that's why you have to do other things, like we have to read books and do different things, adventure, don't get stuck in the same rut. What we found was, like in our dementia study we did, we took women 55, 65 years old. We had them listen 3 times a day for 6 weeks. These were all women that were diagnosed with clinical dementia. They did the scoring. We did the online scoring through Cambridge Sciences. They all scored in the dementia scale. After 6 weeks of brain tapping, that was it. They didn't do anything else. They did the morning, the afternoon, the evening. They did the brain fitness series, if people are wondering. But in the morning, they did our AM sessions, which wakes up the brain. We call digital coffee. They did our sleeping sessions that we call Quaaludes, digital Quaaludes. They put you to sleep. So these things, they wake you up, they reboot you. But what we found was the left hemisphere, as people get better looking and more intelligent at age, sometimes the brain doesn't keep up. So the left hemisphere actually loses voltage. After 6 weeks, because we measured it with something called the Wabi, we can measure brain function. At the end of 6 weeks, the brain matched, which means now the brain is coherent. The left hemisphere and right hemisphere are the same. They took the dementia test. They no longer scored that they were on the dementia scale. They went back to their doctor. Their doctor said, wow, if you came here, you know, 6 weeks ago like this, I would have never diagnosed you. But the problem with our medical system is they don't believe that dementia or Alzheimer's can be healed. So you have to keep the diagnosis, even though you don't have any of the symptoms. And then when we checked out their neuroplasticity, which is how much electrical activity is happening in the brain, they used to think you had a fixed amount, like a computer. You buy a computer, it has this kind of processing power. We've shown even up to 100 years old, you can change the brain. You can improve brain function. In the study, we had a 49% neurological change, which means the brain was operating at 49% better efficiency than before the 6 weeks. And the most incredible part of the study, that really, we're in a bigger study now with Seminole College down here in Florida, which there's something called reorganization score. We all know people that when they get angry in the morning, they're still angry the next day or even a week later because they're not able to get rid of that anger. We call that reorganization because an anger or a, upset event, like that's almost like a PTSD trigger, it triggers a whole neurological set of activities. Now, if you don't learn how to get rid of that, it hijacks your happiness. It hijacks your life. So we taught them how to change that, a 58% reorganizational score improvement, which meant if they had something traumatic happen to them, it could be just as traumatic as getting a bad text or a negative email or tuning into the news. Some people just can't reorganize. So part of it is, you know, the people that are the most, the healthiest, nobody can avoid stress, right? It's going to happen to every one of us. But how do you reorganize after that stressful event? Do you take the time to recharge and reboot, or do you just try to push through it? And the pushing through it is probably the worst thing you can do to your biological system, because what happens is you'll burn out your adrenals. You know, our neurohormonal system is like our backup generator. It's only supposed to be there in case of emergencies. And that used to only happen, like during caveman days, it would only happen maybe 4 or 5 times a week. Now with our digital technology, it can happen 4 or 5 times before breakfast. So we really have to look at how our lifestyle is being changed. That's part of the equation. So I always believe that technology caused the problem. We can use technology like BrainTap to help us handle that problem, because technology is not going away. Nobody's going to get rid of their smartphones tomorrow. It's going to be, we're going to have to learn a way to use those for health.
Another thing that I've seen quite a bit of is most my clients haven't had COVID, but other people that had COVID have called me. And a lot of them with brain fog, and one with pretty good brain injury. She changed her speech, and she's been using the brain tap for a bit now, but what do you think about that?
Well, definitely, we're bringing light into the brain. Your eyes are not just attached to your brain. When somebody says to you, wow, you've got beautiful eyes, they're really saying you've got beautiful brain, because they're looking at brain matter. But, yeah. So we're going to get light in through something called photobiomodulation. That light goes in, and it's repairing. There's something called ATP at the cellular level. That's, think of it like gasoline for an automobile. If we don't have ATP, our body can't heal. So when the brain gets damaged, it's hard to get nutrients in. They call it the blood-brain barrier. It's hard to get toxins out, or that bad, the waste matter that happens through the brain injury. That's called the glial lymphomic system. And in 2016, they finally realized that we have one of those. You know, the medical community finally confessed. If you look at the lymphatic system before that, it stopped here at the neck. Well, anywhere there's a blood vessel, there's a lymphatic vessel. But it's locked. So that only releases during deep level 4 sleep. So the biggest thing we're going to do to heal that brain is get her sleeping through the night, because you can only get so much toxins out at a time. So that's why you got to have that deep level 4 sleep, they call it. And you can do those sleep scores with your digital devices if you wanted. We don't recommend having your phone in your bedroom, because we did a study, which is kind of we did a study where we put a person's phone outside of the room. We were measuring them with something called the neuroinfinity, which would register cortical response or limbic response. That's our most inner brain, let's say. And every time their phone buzzed, even though we couldn't hear it in the room, it was outside the room, their brain had a reaction, which meant there was a quantum entanglement between the person and their phone. It's scary stuff. And so if you sleep with that in your room and you don't have it on, no notifications, turn it off, you're being disrupted all night long while you sleep. That's one of the best things somebody can do, is just, if you have it in your room, put it on airplane mode if you need to have it for your alarm or whatever. But I don't recommend alarms either. I recommend putting some beautiful music on that you wake up to, not an alarm that blares and disrupts your nervous system. Those are all things that you need to think about. How do you wake up in the morning? What's the first thing you do in the morning? And it should be get out of bed, of course, use the restroom if you need to, and then get a large glass of water with some salt, do your brain tap session. Now you've hydrated your brain. This is a fact most people don't know. Your brain can shrink up to 3/4 inch at night while you sleep. Your engine. So we always recommend 2 hours before sleep, you have 16 ounces of water. That's so you can eliminate before you go to sleep. And then in the morning, first thing you wake up, 16 ounces of water. And if you can do minerals at night, and you can do like Celtic salts in the morning. That's really good for the body.
What about kids? For the brain tap for kids.
What's interesting is on social media, somebody types in hashtag brain tap, they'll see baby after baby. We have one video that's so funny, it's been watched thousands of times, because every time the mother puts the brain tap on the child, she stops crying. When she takes it off, she cries. It's so funny, because they love, our brains at any age love patterns. And so, for instance, when you mentioned earlier about autism, we speak in the alpha brainwave region. So when you think of alpha, that's a brainwave state between being awake and asleep. There's two brainwaves called alpha and beta, and they can break them down any further. But that's, if you don't have a lot of alpha, you won't be able to speak. And invariably, we see with the autistic community, when we measure their brains, they don't have alpha. So that's number one. Number two, for people to think, if you have a hyperactive kid, we usually find that they have low beta, which is our reactionary kind of thing, but they have high alpha, so they're disassociated, they're not focusing. If they're hyperactive with, you know, HD, with hyperactive activity and disassociated, they usually have matching beta and alpha. Usually the brainwaves, you need about 45% beta and about 30% alpha, and that allows you to mitigate. The brain doesn't work like a digital technology. It works like an analog, which means we flow between these different states all day long. So usually most children are able to do that because they have their brains really resilient. But if they've had too many toxins or they've had a traumatic experience, it could be with a family member or just something happened to them, that disrupts the natural flow of the brain chemistry. Because every time you go through, you flow back and forth between these brain states, you're actually regulating 54 different neurotransmitters. These neurotransmitters are what help us to feel good, to downregulate the stress hormones, things of that nature. So if with children especially, just like adults, but it can be even worse, is that that's when our brain's developing. So if our brain starts to form bad habits, you know, then those bad habits carry on through the rest of their life. So it's really important as they get younger, like what happened with me with my father, who taught us to meditate and use what they call GSR machines. Of course, when I was younger, there was no brain tap or anything because I did it in the 80s. But what we did was we used sound. Sound is very powerful alone. So if somebody just even has the app, they can start getting benefit. Because sound, our ears, for instance, as a normal everyday person, you're listening to 25,000 different pieces of information every second. But our brain tunes out everything that's not important. So with a child, if they're not taught, if their brain isn't able to regulate all that information, they go into overwhelm and they start to stim, right? They have too much energy, they're not able to get that in. So what the brain tap does, it starts to help them to organize those brain frequencies. Because it's an unregulated brain simply means they wake up in the morning and just whatever happens, happens. That's why it's in India, for instance, we have a school that we support there called the Creative School. It's a great school. I wish it was here for my grandkids. The whole school is grounded. Of course, in India, they don't wear shoes, so they're walking around barefoot. They don't have any of the inflammation from any of the outside sources. It's open-air classrooms. They have live plants in every room. In the back of every room, there's a brain tap. So when the kid in that class, they're a K through 12. So if you're in that class and you start to feel stressed, you can go back and self-select any brain tap session you want. And if you go to my social media, you'll see some of the times I've been there to do the talks. They all know me there, you know, when I come in because they've heard me, and then I get a little lecture. But they call it brain prep. So every morning, they do it as a group, because you can listen to the singular voice versions of brain tap in an open air because we have isochronic tones. But then if they need to, a lot of them have it at home, but they can do the kids that need special needs. They know that before they start their school day, they do brain tap to get their brain in the best learning position. You know, and that's where we have that beta-alpha match. And now we can learn better and faster. So kids, you know, that's where I started, and that's why I'm still doing this. It helped me. I was held back in second grade and told I wasn't very smart. And I was an artist. I didn't care about school. But as soon as I realized that I could turn off the artist for a little bit, become the mathematician, let's say, I became an honor roll student because I started visualizing myself doing those things and became better at sports. Whatever you want to do, that's why I was saying at the beginning of the show, you're only 6 inches away. If we can find out where the limited belief is and we can work on it, and you don't need to know all the reasons why. That's why you go to Mary Jane. She might tell you what the reasons why are. But when you're doing the processing, you just need to experience. There's techniques in there is what I'm trying to say. It's not just word salad. I'm actually training the brain to think differently. Unfortunately, most people think a problem is permanent. There is no permanent problem. There is no permanent solution. It's all about flow states and being able to adapt, improvise, and overcome. And that's not just a slogan for the Marines. You know, that's for everybody in their life. You know, I like to quote the Marines because my great-great-grandfather started the Marines. So I'm
not...
Yep. So when you think about it, you know, we all have to adapt and improvise.
We've been talking about all these other things, but quickly... the benefits of kids in sports or adults, those people who are doing good but want to be better.
Yeah, I just met this morning with the Seminole College. They are the national champions 2 years in a row. They used Brain Tap. We've been doing an ongoing study. The girls at Northeastern Hockey up in the Boston area, we helped them become runners-up last year in the national championship to show them how stress affects it. The thing is that almost every professional athlete knows that they need to work on their mindset because typically they're all about equal. But who has the better mindset? That's the person who's going to win. So think in terms of your biggest muscle isn't on your body, it's between your ears. If you can get that, if you can get your mental muscle going, you're going to be far superior because that's the part that basically feels like it lets you down from time to time because physically you do all the training, everything you need to do, but it's really about us not planning and preparing. Nobody's going to win 100% of the time, but you want to be able to handle it with grace and under pressure.
Wow, that's perfect. Well, this has been a great show. Nancy, you might want to mention that again, but it's been a great show. It's been a pleasure to have you, and sure hope maybe we could have you back another time.
Sure.
All right. Thank you so much, Dr. Porter, again. Mary Jane's offering that special promotion. Give our office a call at 888-777-4232. I'd like to thank everybody who's been listening, but especially the wonderful Dr. Patrick Porter. Thanks for listening, and we'll catch you next month on the Mary Jane Maxwell on Transformation Talk Radio.